not guilty plea by a mass shooting suspect. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. The man accused of a deadly supermarket attack in Buffalo, New York, appeared in court today on federal charges.
Peyton Gendron stood silent in federal court in Buffalo, New York, where no cameras were allowed, as his lawyer entered a not guilty plea on the 19-year-old's behalf in the attack at the Tops grocery store in Buffalo in May, and the shooting of 13 people, 11 black, 2 white, 10 people killed, with Gendron facing multiple counts, including domestic terror and hate crimes. Though the Justice Department has yet to say whether or not prosecutors will seek the death penalty.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. Jury selection is underway in the criminal contempt of Congress trial of Steve Bannon, a one-time advisor to former President Trump, who was charged for refusing to comply with a subpoena from the House committee investigating the January 6th Capitol riot. Bannon cited executive privilege claims from Trump for his refusal to cooperate. The Justice Department has argued such privilege does not exist since Bannon was a private citizen at the time. A Republican on that House Select Committee investigating the January 6th Capitol violence says this week's hearing will include new revelations.
The primetime hearing set for this Thursday plans to focus on the riot itself, moment by moment. Republican committee member Adam Kinzinger on CBS Face the Nation says if you watch looking for more detail.
But this is going to open people's eyes in a big way.
Kinzinger went as far as saying that former President Trump, in his words, didn't do anything to stop the riot. And the committee will show that.
Fox's Gernal Scott. Several airports in Europe stopped or delayed flights today as extreme heat buckled some runways. They included London's Luton Airport and a UK military airfield. The record heat is also helping fuel wildfires in France and Spain. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Stocks appear to be starting off the week on a negative note. The Dow, S&P, and NASDAQ are all lower with under an hour left in the trading day. A White House advisor pushes back on claims the country is headed toward recession.
White House economic advisor Jared Bernstein said this about the current inflation rate.
It is very hard to conclude that we are in a recession when you look at the payroll and the job gains that we've seen.
But the American people do have their predictions. New Fox News polling shows that 52% see the economy getting worse 1 year from now. Only 42% see it getting better. And this one is the really striking data here. 84% currently find the Biden economy to be only fair or poor. That's compared with 17% who think that it's excellent or good.
Fox's Alexandria Hoff. A Texas House committee report reveals more about law enforcement's response during the mass shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde.
Uvalde's acting police chief now on administrative leave after the release of that damning report into the elementary school massacre that killed 19 children and two teachers. Lieutenant Mariano Pargas' actions being investigated to determine his role in the failed response. The investigation revealing nearly 400 law enforcement officers arrived on scene. 77 minutes passed before the classroom door was breached and the shooter killed. Now, the report highlights the incompetence of the response. Quote, we found systemic failures and egregiously poor decision making. The Texas House committee suggesting that there was confusion as to who was really in charge that day and the lack of leadership contributed to the poor police response.
Fox's Todd Pyro. Ticket sales fell sharply over the weekend for the Marvel sequel. sequel Thor: Love and Thunder in its second week of release, but still held the top spot at the box office. Minions: The Rise of Gru taking second place. The bestseller adaptation Where the Crawdads Sing debuted with a better-than-expected $17 million for third. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.